You're listening to Vatican Radio World News and the headlines this Sunday evening. Guatemalans head to the polls, and Iraq's prime minister addresses a meeting of regional leaders. But first, Pope Benedict XVI is nearing the end of his three-day visit to Austria. Good evening. I'm Chris Altieri. As we go to air this evening, Pope Benedict is right now in the Vienna Concert Hall, where he is meeting with groups of people dedicated to volunteer work. Veronica Scaresbrick is in Austria with the Holy Father. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening, Chris.
Veronica, we were just saying the Holy Father is in the concert hall at this moment. Can you describe the scene for us?
Yes, Pope Benedict has just arrived at Vienna's concert house. He was a little bit late, and almost 2,000 people are gathered there. A visit to Vienna, Chris, has to end with a concert, I think. Austria, as we all know, has always had great tradition in this respect. And today on the agenda, there's music from Mozart and Bruckner. But the music, as you say, is a pleasant aside, as in particular this occasion is dedicated to another of Austria's great traditions, that of being at the forefront in the field of volunteer work.
And Veronica, earlier the Holy Father visited the Abbey at Heiligenkreuz, which is German for Holy Cross. The Pope prayed before a special object of devotion that is venerated as a relic of the true cross. What else made this visit special?
Yes, the Cistercian Abbey of Heiligenkreuz is a special place. Just think, it was first founded back in 1133, and all these centuries later, it's still extremely vibrant. There are more vocations there now than in the past 200 years. Pope Benedict was visibly delighted to be there and was welcomed by Abbot Gregor Henkel Donnersmarck, and the entire community was in the church there to greet him. While outside the abbey, thousands of faithful had gathered among the many children. They were there to catch a glimpse of the Pope, but they must have been a little disappointed as he went straight to pray, as one does in monasteries. And moments later, the Pope said exactly that. In a monastery of Benedictine spirit, the praise of God, which the monks sing as a solemn choral prayer, always has priority. The core of monasticism is worship, but St. Benedict added to the central command the second command, work. And today the monks at Heiligenkreuz still follow that rule as they go out into the world to carry out pastoral duties. They serve 17 parishes. By the way, Chris, the Pope was also there to visit a 200-year-old Academy of Theology, which since February 2004 has been upgraded and is now the Benedict XVI Pontifical Academy of Theology.
And during Mass today, the Holy Father spoke about the meaning of the Gospel, in which Christ tells each of us to take up his cross and follow the Lord. Can you tell us about the Mass this morning, which was in St. Stephen's Cathedral in Vienna?
Yes, and Stephen's, or Stephansdom as they call it here, lies at the heart of Vienna city centre. And the atmosphere there was obviously very joyful today. Despite the rain, the Viennese were present in many thousands in their yellow raincoats. And when the Pope arrived by car, he went to the courtyard of the Archbishop's house, which is right next door. He was greeted by the Cardinal Archbishop of Vienna, Christoph Schönbrunn, who thanked him for being there and highlighted how in Austria there exists the Sunday Alliance. A theme, this, of respect for the Lord's Day that the Pope picked up on moments later in his homily. The encounter with the Lord is inscribed on a specific day, he said. Sunday in our Western societies, in the weekend culture, leisure time in general, may be something good and necessary, especially amid the mad rush of the modern world. But leisure time, he stressed, requires a focus, the encounter with him who is our origin and goal. Chris, that's all for me as Pope Benedict's pastoral pilgrimage, which had its highlight yesterday in the Marian Shrine of Mariazell, where he went to mark 8.5 centuries since the shrine was first founded, is about to come to an end.